This is today's Gardening Bite. I'm Terry Knight. About 5 years ago, I did a show on the marmorated stink bug. Another bug rears its ugly head and it stinks. This stinker has hitched rides all over the country and is more than just an irritant. It's working on coming into your house for the winter. In fact, I just had one inside my screen porch. Photo is on gardenbite.com. When disturbed or crushed, the brown marmorated stink bug emits an awful pungent odor. Great! It feeds on fruit trees, vegetables, and soybeans, and seems to believe that all parts are edible. Originally from China, Korea, and Japan, it was first spotted in the United States in 2001. Eastern states first reported this stink bug as having quite an impact on crops, especially in orchards where it creates necrotic or dead spots on leaves and deforms the fruit. It's caused millions of dollars in damages. Officially, the bug arrived in Minnesota in 2011, although unofficially, some gardeners say they saw it before then. Wisconsin has seen the stink bug since about 2010, although they've not suffered widespread crop damage. I'll have pictures and a link from gardenbite.com. Another invasive species is a shrub that gardeners commonly plant. It's Japanese barberry. A 7-year study conducted by the University of Connecticut found several cultivars of barberry are invading our native ecosystems. The Japanese barberries tend to alter the soil's pH, nitrogen levels, and biological activity. Once established, this plant will displace our natives and form dense stands. Here's a little fact to help you understand the difference between a cultivar and a variety. A cultivar is created by humans, while a variety is created by nature. This study suggests that the cultivars are able to cross-pollinate with the varieties, creating the invasive problem. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.